Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm looking at two new films opening this weekend. A horror movie from Canada and a biopic from the U.S. There's a young conductor with his eyes on Carnegie Hall and a young werewolf with her eyes on a figure skater at the hockey rink. My Animal, directed by Jacqueline Castell and written by Jay Matthews. It's a cold day in the 80s somewhere in northern Ontario. Heather, played by Bobby Salvor Menuezes, is a young woman with blood red hair. She reads women's bodybuilding magazines on the sly and watches female pro wrestlers late at night on TV. She's athletic herself, works part-time at the arena's snack bar, and hopes to join the local hockey team as goalie. Heather lives in the outskirts of town with her grizzled dad, who runs a diner, played by Stephen McCaddy, her angry alcoholic mom, played by Heidi Van Pileski, and the twins Cooper and Hardy, played by Charles and Harrison Halpenny. She and her little brothers inherited red hair from their mom and an unusual trait from their dad. That's why their mom keeps everyone shackled to their beds whenever there's a full moon. Can't have them running around unwatched after midnight. They might bite someone. Yep, they're werewolves. So everyone knows everyone in this town. So when a new face appears at the rink, Heather takes notice. Johnny, played by Amanda Stenberg, is a beautiful young pro figure skater. She's kept under tight control by her effeminate father, who is also her ice dance partner, and her domineering baseball player boyfriend, played by Corey Lipman. But when Heather meets Johnny, they both sense something electric between them. They start going out late at night to parties and adventures and dropping acid at the local casino with their friend Otto, played by Joe Apollonio. Heather says she wants to show Johnny new things if she's not too scared to try. Are they just friends or something more? Will Johnny accept Heather's shape-shifting, never mind her sexuality? Or will Heather's late-night risk-taking lead to violence or possibly even death? My Animal is a beautiful look at a bittersweet romance between a lesbian hockey-playing werewolf and a possibly straight figure skater. Although the two lead roles, starring the wonderful Stenberg and cool newcomer Menuezes, are played by Americans, they and the movie itself feels totally Canadian, from the Zamboni to the snack bar to the snow-swept highway. It was shot in Timmins, Ontario. I love the look of this film, playing with red, black, and white, from Heather's dark red bedsheets and ginger hair to the hockey uniforms and maple leaf flags at the rink. From its gorgeous nighttime photography to its blurry, cool 80s music tracks, it's relatively low budget and simple, but really good. Appropriately enough, it won Best Director, Best Screenplay, and Best Cinematography at Blood in the Snow Film Festival, just like the movie. My Animal picks up on paths previously paved by classic female werewolf picks like Ginger Snaps. I like this one a lot. Maestro, co-written and directed by Bradley Cooper. It's 1943 in New York City. Leonard Bernstein, played by Bradley Cooper, is a musician, composer, and conductor in his mid-20s when he suddenly gets a phone call from Carnegie Hall. The regular conductor is sick, and they want Lenny to come in that day without any rehearsals to take his place. He leaps into the role, feeling the music and motivating all the musicians to play with passion. And the concert is broadcast live on radio nationwide to huge response. Suddenly, the world is his oyster. He celebrates his newfound success with his boyfriend David, played by Matt Bomer, also a musician. And then his career starts to soar. Later on, he meets Felicia Montealegre, played by Carey Mulligan, at a party, a Broadway actress originally from Chile. They fall in love and raise three children together. He composes movie and stage scores for hit musicals like West Side Story and Candide, and brings largely unknown composers like Mahler into the public eye. But Lenny is never quite ready to abandon his gay sex life and has a series of longtime lovers. Can Lenny and Felicia's relationship weather both his superstar status and his sexuality? Or will it tear their marriage apart? Maestro is a biopic about the personal and professional life of the celebrated conductor Leonard Bernstein. The musical side of this film is a visual and audio treat, with extended performances recreated with detailed care in their original locations, Carnegie Hall, Tanglewood, and a cathedral in London. Beautiful music and photography. The film itself is told chronologically in three parts. The 40s and 50s are filmed in the style of movies from that period. Gorgeous black and white with elliptical scene changes where he'll leave his bedroom and walk straight onto a stage in front of a cheering crowd. Cooper perfectly captures Bernstein's physicality in his conducting, jumping on the platform, thrusting a hand forward, or balancing on one foot. The second part is in a grainier, faded color film to represent the 60s and 70s, while the third section of the movie is also in color but with sharp photography following his increasing fame and faltering marriage. These are punctuated by word-for-word recreations of actual interviews he gave. But there's a big difference between accuracy and reality. The script seems to be based on actual letters and diaries that Lenny and Felicia wrote at the time, but this makes their lines, when spoken, sound scripted or transcribed, not real. In the first section, they speak with mannered voices and mid-Atlantic accents like they actually were in a 1940s movie. Mulligan is wonderful as Felicia, but you wonder why, in a movie that puts Bernstein's gayness front and center, are we seeing detailed and extended private arguments between Lenny and Felicia while his relationships with men are kept opaque? And for a movie about sexuality, why is it so non-sexual? Aside from an occasional post-coital cigarette, he was a chain smoker, or a short kiss, it's kept anodyne and almost fully dressed. A movie you could watch with your grandparents without blushing. Okay, there are many beautiful, delightful parts of this film with good acting all around. And as I said, the concerts are magnificent. I just never felt like I was learning anything new about Leonard and Felicia or delving deeply into their psyches. Maestro is playing now at the TIFF Bell Lightbox and opening soon at other theaters across Canada. Check your local listings. And My Animal is also playing in Toronto and nationally at select theaters. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.